they're not creative. They can't meet new ideas. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain of Humanoid Central. Now that they're here, there's little time left. Either we destroy them, or they will destroy us. They're rather unpleasant methods of dealing with our enemies. They can change you, you know.
The phonograph finished the poem. The empty chairs faced each other between the silent walls. The house began to die. The bared skeleton began to cringe in the heat. The wires revealed as if a surgeon had torn the skin off. Voices screamed in every room. Then, there was silence. The film spools were burned out. The wires withered and the circuits cracked.
Not one would mind, neither bird nor tree, if mankind perished utterly. And Spring herself, when she woke at dawn, would scarcely know that we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone. That we were gone.
Yeah. Thank you. maximum, 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 maximum capacity of this room is 262 people. 262 people.
Welcome back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smashed Blocked on Local 107.3 FM CFMH. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon, and coming at you, of course, as we often do, from St. John, New Brunswick's own Local 107.3 FM, Thursdays 9 p.m. to 11, repeated Tuesdays 10 to midnight at present. And also check your local listings, in particular if you're a patron of CFUV or Free Radio Edmonton, or whomsoever else may be picking up this show. Started the show out today with an artist who we closed the show out with a few weeks ago, Gene Lee, New York-based vocalist and composer. From her 1974 solo debut, Conspiracy, we had a number called You Come to Bay. We also had after that a collaboration. That collaboration actually featured Günter Hampel and company. Gene Lee's husband, and it was not unusual for the two to create music together over the years. Gene also has some extensive history with some folks like Anthony Braxton, Archie Shepp, and more, and the following song in that first set came from another such collaboration between Gene Lee and Günter Hampel, and the Günter Hampel group, a number called The Capacity of This Room. Yes, that's right. We're going to continue on listening to some jazz. We got some Albert Ayler, we got some Atana Roberts coming up, Michael Blake, Don Cherry, and then we're going to switch over to some more rhythm, psychedelic rhythm kind of sounds, ladies and gents. And kicking off the rest of the show, because this is just, we love to hit it where it hurts, ladies and gents. Yes, that's right. We're going to send you on out for the next leg of music. Listening to the entirety of Albert Ayler's Spiritual Unity LP, released in 1964, and featuring Gary Peacock on bass and Sonny Murray on percussion and drums. Wonderful combinations of stretching into the avant-garde and free jazz, and also stretching back and playing with the conventions of gospel music and blues in jazz as it had evolved to date at that point. Chaotic as well as a thoughtful, careful composer, depending on who you're talking to, Mr. Albert Ayler. We'll talk more about that later. Kicking the set out with Ghost's first variation on Smashed Blocked.
Thank you. Oh, Oh, I'm gonna go to the hospital.
Back, ladies and gents. You're listening to Smash Blocked on local 107.3 FM CFMH out of St. John, New Brunswick. This is your sound operator, Sir Lord Bobby Babylon. You can find playlists and downloads and all kinds of other foolishness for this show online if you search Smash Blocked local 107.3 FM on Facebook. And our shows are available for download at radioforall.net. Wonderful syndication source for public, not-for-profit, community, and other such radio sources out of the United States. And of course, here in Canada, we're available for syndication on ncra.ca, program exchange if you're a NCRA member. Yeah, that's right. We just heard in that last set the entirety of a record I've been listening to a whole lot this week. This past week, recorded in July of 1964, we had Albert Ayler's Spiritual Unity. Starting out with the set, we had Ghost's first variation, The Wizard, Spirits, and Ghost's second variation. And if you were just joining us during the course of that set, Ayler is joined on the recording by Gary Peacock on bass and Sonny Murray on drums, recorded for the ESP disc label. A somewhat contentious figure in jazz, some folks seeing his compositions and his performing really pushing the boundaries of cacophony and sensibility in free jazz, but at the same time, it's a curious criticism to hear levied against it, because I also hear very tuneful and considered sort of melodies and passages and themes going on, and even, you know, you get all the way through this raucous sort of recording, and you're coming around to the second variation, and as is no stranger in the record at this point, the second variation of Ghosts kicks off with this joyous, almost traditional sort of gospel sort of melody, granted filtered through the rambunctiousness of the group's performance. Anyway, someone I look forward to learning more of as time goes on, as a sort of relatively new listener to Albert Ayler. We're going to continue on here with some new jazz coming at you from Matana Roberts, from her upcoming record on Constellation, Coin Coin Chapter 3. This is Always Say Your Name on Smash Blocked.
destined for the other home. I could not stand it all alone. Perched atop my steeple, I wandered out with them one day. Three can truly say I said, alas, my peace.